Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh,
He's under my feet.
He's under your feet. Let me hear that today.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. I think I'm having a little problems over here, so if anybody can hear me on my broadcast, hit one on your keypad so I know that you all can hear me and I can see if my switchboard is working right this morning. If anyone can hear me, okay, thank you. You can hear me. Oh, praise God, praise God. Let us have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how. We come lifting up the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We come giving you praise this morning. We come giving you glory this morning. Oh, God, we could do nothing without you. We thank you for this broadcast. Is there a right way and a wrong way to worship? So, God, as we go forth, all those that's on the line right now, let everyone come on and participate in this program, dear Heavenly Father, because we're seeing so many things that's happening in the body of Christ that people say are right and wrong ways. And just this week that I've seen things that I know shouldn't be done, I feel it's a wrong way of they worshiping God. Oh, so God, let us learn more today from the word of God on what you say, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. And our topic is there a right way and a wrong way to worship? You know, to worship is to ascribe ultimate values to an object, person, or God, and then to reverence, adore, pay homage to, and obey by ordering the priorities of our lives around that which we worship. You know, the Bible teaches that God alone is worthy of our praise. This is one way we can picture God's holiness. God went to great length to instruct the people of Israel. And as Christians, we are no longer bound by the Levitical prescription for worship. But we must always remember to approach God with awe and respect. And our program today is 30 minutes. We can go over. I put 30 minutes because I didn't know how many would be on today. And our tag words we'll use throughout our scriptures today is worship, reverence, holiness, joy, and celebration. And as I go forth, I see y'all hands is up. I'm going to leave it up. And if y'all want to say something, all you do is come, let me know, and I'll hit you, put you on the broadcast. The first scripture I had was coming from Leviticus 10, 1 and 3, and it say, in this way did they disobey the Lord by burning before him a different kind of fire than he had commanded. You know, we're still talking about worship. Worship is a response to the holiness of God and therefore should be respected and reverenced. Everybody, don't worship God the same way. We understand that. And what we say, what we're saying, or where they're doing it, it's not wrong. Some people may clap their hands when they worship God. Some people may cry. Some people may shout. Some people, you know, have different ways of doing it. But this shift in wisdom from physical to spiritual is the theme of John 4, a chapter that recounts Jesus' visit to the Samaritan. And after Jesus encountered with the Samaritan woman, she acknowledged that he must be a prophet and then launched off into a discussion concerning the religious debate between the Jews and the Samaritan over which place of worship was the right one. They named Jerusalem or Mount Gerizim. You know, the Samaritan had set up a place for worship on Mount Gerizim in accordance with Deuteronomy 11:26 through 29 and Deuteronomy 27:1-8. You know, while the Jews had followed David and Solomon in making Jerusalem the center of Jewish worship, the scriptures affirmed Jerusalem as the true center for worship. That was in the word of God. 2 Chronicles 6:5-6 and 2 Chronicles 7:12. You know, but Jesus told her that a new age had come in, which the issue no longer concerned a physical site. God the Father would no longer worship in either place. True worshipers Jew, Samaritan, or Gentile, must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. My. Well, you know, when we think about that, spirit and in truth, we just want to give God the praise on that this morning. Because when you think about it, we don't have to be in a specific place when we want to worship God. We can worship God wherever we are. We might be at home. I'm at home right now, but I'm still worshiping God. I'm giving him the praise. I'm giving him the glory, not just on the broadcast, but I'm praying. I'm raising my hands to him. I might beat my tambourine. I might just start talking in tongues. You know, I'm still reverencing and praising God. So I wanted to get the feedback from the audience today. Is there a right way and a wrong way to worship God? And if anybody would like to say something, all you do is hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. There won't be no problem. I'll be glad to bring you in on this topic today. And if anybody would like to say something on this hit, is there a right way or a wrong way to worship God, just hit one on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, formerly God was worshipped in Jerusalem. We're going back in the Word of God. But now the true Jerusalem would be in a personal spirit. Indeed, the church, okay, I have somebody, okay, I'm going to bring them on. Area code, you are not on. Area code 832, feel free. Can you hear me? Last four numbers is 0041. Let me see what's wrong with my... I have you on. Go ahead and speak. Let's see. Okay, you live. Area code telephone number 0041. Can you hear me? Trying to see what didn't happen. I don't want y'all to hang up. I'm trying to see what's going on. Area code 918. Can you hear me? Okay, I don't know if it's stuck on mute. Okay. 0041, can you hear me? You all stay on. Don't hang up. I'm going to call back in. Something is going on. I'm going to call back in. Hold on.